Coming up on today's Compassion Radio.
There are still Christians in China who are serving from 15 years to life imprisonment for simply being a Christian. This is a reality and a fact.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Hello and welcome to Compassion Radio, America's radio voice for global mission. We're glad to have you with us. It's getting close to the end of the year, but there's still some urgent business we need to attend to, and the needs couldn't be greater. The church in China continues to grow at unprecedented rates. Chinese missionaries are fanning out all across Asia with the life-giving power of the gospel, and we can help equip them with desperately needed copies of God's Word. Norm's guest today knows firsthand how important it is that we respond generously and urgently. He's a Chinese pastor himself and has paid the price for his obedience to Christ. He's now a major force in shining light on the reality of religious persecution and the needs of the church in China. Stick with us today, and you'll be amazed at what you hear. Here's Norm.
Our guest today on Compassion Radio is Mr. Bob Fu, and Bob is the founder and the director of China Aid Association. By the way, this is one of the finest human rights organizations with a focus, with a specialty on China, certainly of any organization you could ever find anywhere in the world. Bob, it's great to have you back on Compassion Radio.
Thank you, Norm.
Bob, we have many new listeners. We've acquired stations, and they have not heard you before. I think it's important for them to understand where you're coming from. Tell our listeners who you are and a bit about your background. How did you come to the United States? A little bit about your background in China and what it is that China Aid Association is seeking to do.
Yes, thank you, Norman, for having me. I came from mainland China, and I was a former student leader in the Tiananmen Square in 1989. And then I became a Christian and then started involving the unofficial Chinese house church movement and became a house church pastor in Beijing. Then my wife and I were both arrested, accused of engaging illegal evangelism simply because we led Bible study and in our apartment. That was 1996. After being released, we were put under tight house arrest. Hmm. My wife was pregnant without pregnancy permission card under the one title policy. So we're facing a very difficult situation, rearrest and forced abortion. So we had to leave China. Finally, we went into hiding in the countryside for a while before we were able to get out of China, and went to Hong Kong, and 3 days before Hong Kong was turned over to China, we were accepted as overseas refugees by the U.S. and came to the U.S. in 1997. Then soon after that, because of the continuing persecution against the Chinese unofficial churches and other human rights violations, we established China Aid Association in 2002 with a mission to advance religious freedom and the rule of law in China by exposing the abuses and encourage the abused and equip the leaders of the Chinese house church. So that's the mission and purpose of ChinaAid.org.
ChinaAid.org.
Yes.
All right. Bob, your work with China Aid is having an impact around the world. You just told me before we went on the air, The Economist, which is one of the major magazines of the world, published in the English language, had just done an interview with you today. A few years ago, my wife Sharon and I sat with you as you were interviewed by a congressional subcommittee in Washington, D.C., having to do with the issue of persecution. And as I recall, you were seeking to inform and convince those members of Congress that persecution against Christians in China is actually going on and is a serious human rights problem.
Yes, that's correct. I just finished a 1.5-hour conversation with the reporter at The Economist magazine. and who is going to write a story regarding the what's the English word? Overseas Chinese effort to help advance human rights in China. So he's talking about China Aid, and he was referred by some major human rights organizations to us. So the Chinese government propaganda has been all over the world, including the U.S. Unfortunately, despite of the increasing persecution against the Chinese faithful, including the underground house church believers and other people of faith, many people in the world, from really Oslo, Norway, that I just had been for the Nobel Peace Prize ceremony, to Washington, D.C., are still not really well informed. So that's part of our mission, is to really inform the world, including the elected representatives and the administration officials and European governments, about what's really going on in China, and urge them to act accordingly.
There's a real blind spot still within the United States generally, and within the American government, at least in terms of publicly acknowledging the problem of persecution against Christians in China. One of the things that's really come to our attention is the awarding of the Nobel Peace Prize to a Chinese dissident. And Bob, you just referred to the fact that you were invited to go an official guest at the ceremonies in Oslo, Norway, where this Chinese dissident was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in absentia. I think there were something like 19 nations of the world that boycotted that ceremony. That's all a reflection of somehow the arm-twisting power of the Chinese government, the bringing to bear of their power upon nations of the world to boycott this very prestigious event. I'm interested in what it was like to be there in the situation in which governments were boycotting.
It's an enormous historical event, of course, and when I witnessed for the first time of the Nobel Peace Prize ceremony history, according to the chairman, that people not only applaud but also had a standing ovation three times during the whole ceremony, with the king and queen sitting there from Norway, and with the international delegates from all over the world. And of course, China had took a very unprecedented procedures to pressure all the embassies in Norway and governments to boycott by writing a letter, threatening letter from the Chinese foreign ministry. And to every embassy in Norway. Yeah, 19 boycotted, but unfortunately, four of them switched their position at the last minute and chose to attend because of the grassroots pressure from their countries. China not only exercised the pressure to the these countries, but also, according to the foreign minister of Norway, who made a remark during a closed-door banquet, a Nobel banquet held by the king and queen in honor of the laureates, Dr. Liu Xiaobo. He said the Chinese government actually had started their diplomatic pressure 1 year ago. Kept warning them, said, don't give to Chinese, don't give this prize to Chinese. And, of course, they cut off some trade negotiation deals right after the prize was announced. Also, the Chinese government instigated some Chinese living in Norway to hold opposition protest in front of the city hall of Oslo. And they almost knocked down one of the Tiananmen here, who lost both legs by the Chinese military tanks 21 years ago. It was very nasty diplomacy. It's a shame, I think, that such a big country like China would take these kind of dirty procedures to sabotage the ceremony.
Well, it just seems to me that it's a very unbecoming and, in a very real sense, surprising that a nation with the magnitude of China would indicate such desperation and actually even fear in relation to the granting of this peace prize to a highly principled man from China, a Chinese dissident, and resort to such tactics to try to sabotage the whole event. That's just a tragedy. We'll be back talking with Bob Fu, the founder and president of China Aid, and we're going to discuss the kind of persecution against Christians, specifically house church Christians in China, that's going on right now. We'll be back in just a moment.
When others look the other way, Compassion Radio and its partners, like you, are facing the reality of persecution with the courage and compassion of Christ.
you can give Bibles to people in China who are hungry to read God's Word. Listen to this. For every Bible that is distributed in China, 5 people come to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Now, during this month, we're providing you the opportunity to send Bibles to China through our annual Operation God's Word campaign. To date, our Operation God's Word campaign has provided about 400,000 copies of the Word of God to people in China. As you may or may not know, the growth rate of Christianity in China is the greatest in the 2,000-year history of Christianity. Just think of it.
There's still time to change the world for a Chinese Christian, and all it takes to make that difference is your phone call.
The best part? Each Bible is only $6.
Call us today. 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. If you'd like to mail us, our mailing address is Compassion Radio, Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And we're on the internet 24/7 at CompassionRadio.com. We look forward to hearing from you today. And now back to Norm and his guest, Bob Fu.
All right, again, our guest today on Compassion Radio is Mr. Bob Fu, the president, the founder of China Aid, a marvelous human rights organization concentrating on religious freedom in China. Bob, it's very easy for us here in America, with all of the business that goes on between America and China, all of the cultural trappings of friendship that exist between the U.S. and China, to really and truly believe that the persecution of Christians is still going on in China. I think people are led astray by what seems to be a fairly convivial relationship, at least in public, between the U.S. and China. But persecution is really on an upswing at this moment as we speak, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Norman. It has been increased since the month of October, when the Lausanne World Evangelization Conference invited over 200 Chinese delegates to Cape Town. And none of them was able to make it because of the Chinese government persecution. And some were still under house arrest. I mean, look, now there are still Christians in China who are serving from 15 years to life imprisonment for simply being a Christian and a Christian leader. So this is a reality and a fact. And the Christian human rights lawyers, of course, had been under constant persecution. Like one prominent one, Dr. Fan Yafeng, who is one of the most prominent Chinese constitutional law scholar and most church leader in Beijing, called Holy Mountain Church, who was detained numerous times before December the 9th when he was taken away, and was not released until December the 18th. All his family, his company, institute, the Holy Mountain Institute, were raided, and the government security officers seized 114 different items, including all their bank cards, all their checkbooks, and only left 2,000 yuan, like $300, to his wife and 3-year-old son. Now, even after he was released, all his family members are under 24-hour house arrest. 2 days ago, when 6 human rights lawyers tried to visit them, not only they were prevented from visiting, all 6 lawyers were arrested and put in detention center for a number of hours, and until many heard about that, went to the public security office and demand their release. So in the early morning of December the 20th, they were released, and on and on.
Apparently, they also subjected his wife to some pretty stringent interrogation, a very unpleasant experience for her, held her in custody for 8 hours, according to the report on your website.
Yes, yes. That happened during the husband's detention, and they arrested his wife from 8 o'clock p.m. to 4 o'clock in the morning, and leaving the 3-year-old with the grandma at home. And then they raided the home and her company during her interrogation time.
Bob, in a previous conversation that you and I had on the radio, we mentioned somebody who is known to people here at Compassion Radio. We know him by the name John Stone. You know John very well. He has also been arrested and held under house arrest or held in prison.
Yes.
A mutual acquaintance of ours, and you knew him quite well a number of years ago and played a real role in his coming to faith in Jesus Christ.
Yes, he was a member of my house church in Beijing. Came to know the Lord in my church.
Well, he is a tremendous brother in Christ, and our listeners have been praying for him now for, well, it's been several years that he's been held by the government, and he's in poor health. I think the point of all of this is we could go on and refer to very specific stories. But I want our listeners to be very much aware that the persecution has not stopped. I also want them to know that China Aid, that your website is perhaps the finest source of specific information about situations of persecution and also regarding ways to stand and support those in China who are believers in Jesus Christ and are subjected to harassment and persecution on the part of the government. And I want to make sure that our listeners get that website so that they can consult it and be kept up to date. We want to empower our listeners to be able to do that. Give them that web address, will you?
Yes, it's www.chinaaid.org, chinaaid.org. And you can get the most up-to-date information about the persecution against house church believers and also some action items. And you can take to sign your signatures to have your voice heard or to write to the elected congressmen and the senators and to voice your concern and, of course, to make a contribution to support the persecuted, to enable us, to empower us to continue our ministry to the faithful persecuted brothers and sisters in China.
You know, this whole approach of the signing of petitions, the writing of letters and the contacting embassies and so forth really does make a difference. We were just talking here in our office about a very specific situation having to do with persecution, which was addressed by listeners to a radio program like ours who took action, and it really did make a difference. So the fact is that you can make a difference if you will keep yourself informed, and China Aid, their website, again, chinaaid.org, is a wonderful place to go and to get the latest information on what's going on in terms of the persecution and the challenges faced by Chinese Christians within China. Bob, let me just ask you this question in relation to that. Your organization is headquartered in the beautiful town of Midland, Texas, and we've had the opportunity to visit with you there in Midland in the past. How is it that you are able to have such up-to-date and accurate information operating as you do out of Texas, and yet these events and situations are going on thousands and thousands of miles away, literally on the other side of the world from Texas? How are you able to gather such information that is accurate, up-to-date, and empower those who consult your website to have a voice in this whole issue of religious freedom in China?
Yeah, thank God, you know, we have a group of very dedicated volunteers, maybe hundreds of them, if not thousands, inside China. I can't name their names.
Sure.
Full-time, part-time school workers working in China around the clock, gathering information, make assessment, and distribute support to those persecuted family members and other persecuted. Of course, we have a wonderful group of staff here in the U.S., in Midland, and working to disseminate the information, to analyze, and to get it translated, which is a very large amount of work, cost a lot of funding.
Certainly.
But also, really thank God for the technology. Now, you know, we don't need even to use the fax machine because the Chinese government can even intercept fax machine. And we have, you know, Twitter's people just tweet to me. I have almost 2,500 followers on my Twitter account just after I registered my account like 2 months ago. And people, I can sort of almost see the action live, like these six lawyers who were visiting Dr. Fan. They tweet me alive. Just so I can, you know, almost hear them. They were being rounded up, being beaten by the police. Almost got a like every minute update.
My goodness.
And of course, with email, with Facebook, with all this wonderful technology of Skype, so you get live information from live people.
Yeah.
So that's how we operate. And thank God, so far, of course, the Chinese government took many kinds of actions. I could not name some of them because of the law enforcement nature. And they even hire Americans try to disrupt our communication services. In the U.S., they, of course, try every way to threaten house church leaders not to communicate with us. And they also attacked our website from December the 1st and partially successfully took down our websites for a few days before we restored. It was very heavy attack. I mean, some U.S. companies who provide a server service for us, begging us to leave, said, please, we can't handle that, kind of attack. Every second, the government mobilized tens of thousands of computers made simultaneous attack on our server.
Well, we know that kind of thing can be effective. I was in Cape Town, by the way, and, of course, that was a major story in Cape Town during the Lausanne conference when that Chinese delegation was prohibited from coming. And there was, of course, a disruption of Internet services there in Cape Town, which I think was pretty clearly traced back to China. So the government in China is very active in this way. And our listeners, I want to urge each and every one of you listening to the program right now and hearing Bob Fu to pray for him, pray for China Aid, pray for the persecuted Christians in China, and do your best to stand with them in this time of need as the church in China experiences the greatest growth in the history of Christianity. Of course, it's going to be opposed when such spiritual power is unleashed in a nation like China. We would expect that. So we need to stand with you, Bob, in prayer, and we covenant with you to do that. I want to thank you for being with us on the program today and enlightening us once again about the situation in China. Been very helpful.
Thank you, Norm.
Your web address again, ChinaAid.org. Bob Fu, thanks for being with us on Compassion Radio today. Take care, my friend.
Thank you.
In this season of giving, we can't help but overflow with gratitude for all God has done for us and continues to do. And we are thankful for you.
of even $6 can put one of these precious Bibles into the hands of a Chinese Christian who really, truly wants it. Your gift of $60 means 10 people will finally have a copy of something they've longed for years. As our thank you for your gift of $25 or more, and at your request, we'd love to send you a beautiful handcrafted olive wood ornament made by young believers in Bethlehem. These beautifully crafted items are sure to be a wonderful heirloom. The toll-free number is 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address is Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And you can reach us on the internet, CompassionRadio.com. On behalf of Bram and Sandy Floria, Cher Nelson, and the entire Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale. We wish you the very best this Christmas season, and we'll be back with you again next time with more Compassion Radio.